Hi, this is Deirdre Fay from Safely Embodied, and I'm here today talking with Kimberly Snyder, who I have known for many, many years. And I'll tell you, during that time, I feel graced to have been with her. She's generous, and she has a kind way of being that engulfs me and makes me feel safe. She's also a trained therapist, a lawyer, and probably most importantly for me, a motivational, inspiring presence. In the last couple years, she's been leading transformational groups to Ireland, so if any of you are interested in that, you should jump on that. She's about halfway full for her trip next summer, but we'll give you more information on that. In addition to all of that, she writes poetry that can move you, and for me anyway, causes me to pause and reflect because it really comes from the wellspring of her heart. She tells me she has a new CD, which I'm dying to get, on poetry, Terrible Beauty, she calls it. Terrible Beauty, Poetry and Reflections for Precarious Times. On top of that, she's also written a book, Everything You Need, 5 Steps to Manifesting Magic and Miracles. So I'll give you her website, and I'll also post it on the blog as well. It's basically KimberlySnyder.com without just L-Y, not L-E-Y, but make sure you check on that. It's chock full of interesting information about ways to change and her inspiring poetry. And she just was telling me that she's going to be doing, and she has been doing retreats on poetry as a spiritual practice. And she's going to be doing an online course with that, which I can't wait to take myself. So we'll find out more about that. And you can link to her and get on her mailing list if you want more information. So all that is a prelude for what she's going to talk to us today about. What she had told me she'd like to talk about was the 5 illusions and their connection to the 5 directions in Celtic cosmology. So that's something I want to know about, and I'm going to leave it all up to you now, Kimberly.
Well, Deirdre, I have to tell you, I feel such tenderness in my heart, and I even felt tears coming up when I heard you describing our connection, because I feel, I could have just recorded it and played it back for you, how I feel about you. Just the ways that we've encountered each other and known each other, I have such profound respect for you, and the compassion and the wisdom and the gentleness and fierce love that you carry. And so I'm feeling just really grateful for knowing you and for having this time together and being able to connect with some of the people who are already connected with you. It's just a real honor. So I guess I want to start by I'll just spell my website just to make it easy to find, because I know there are a zillion ways to spell Snyder. So KimberlySnyder.com is KimberlySnyder.com. And as Deirdre mentioned, if you go there, there's a way that you can get a free download of the first chapter of my book, you know, just so you can see if we resonate and if there's a match there for following me in any way or coming to Ireland next year. That information is on the website too. So that's there. And then, okay, to talk about the 5 illusions, let me just say I don't have anything published on this yet. This is something that actually came out of many years of, I was going to say study, but I think it's more accurate just to say practice, like just being in the space between the worlds, as the Celts would call it. So deepening into the material that I write about in my book, Everything You Need Is Right Here, 5 Steps to Manifesting Magic and Miracles. And in doing that work and practicing, working with people, spending time meditating on my own, and one of the insights that came for me was that we all have these illusions that, frankly, we need to have to operate in the world. It's not as if I'm going to tell you today how to dissolve them, you know, once and for all, because we just like we need an ego to survive. I'm not one of these people to say, you know, you need to dismantle your ego. You don't want it to be in charge of your life, although it, you know, of course, it's going to take over now and then, whether we want it to or not. But the idea, at least from my perspective, I come from a Jungian background, and so for me, it's all about integration. And the ego and the illusions are they're here because we need them to navigate through this world of form. And at the same time, from an essential self perspective, we want to know where those pieces are in our lives and make friends with them and know where they are so that we can make really conscious choices about how to interface in the world. So what I like to do every day is to do an embodied practice of connecting with these five directions, and I've created little phrases or mantra. Well, I haven't created them, but I've put five in place that correspond with these five directions. And what I found is that those connecting with those five directions for me dissolves those five illusions, at least in that during that time. And of course, they're going to come back in me throughout the day. But if I can begin my day like this every day, then I find that it's easier for me to move through my day with grace and ease. And when I get off course, I can connect with these directions and with the anchoring that I feel with the sacred places in Ireland that I draw into this meditation. And it just helps me remember who I am and why I'm here. So do you have any questions about that, Deirdre? Or?
No, I was wondering now, maybe you could be more explicit about the five illusions.
Sure. So the five illusions that, and you know, many people will talk about this in different ways, but in my experience or how I imagine them, these five illusions, the first one is separation, and that really encompasses all the other illusions. If we can totally dissolve the separation, then all the other ones really fall into place. And what I mean by that is this idea that we're separate from anything, you know, from, but most particularly from our source, whether you want to call that, you know, spirit, God, the universe, goddess, you know, whatever, that energy that contains and holds us all. So when we're here in this physical form, we have this idea that we're separate from that and from each other. And that actually creates all kinds of interesting scenarios that we have to navigate through as human beings. So that's the first, and I would say really the biggest one. And then the next one is form. And what I mean by that is you know, what we experience in the material world. And this is not at all to denigrate form or materiality or our bodies, which are precious and are, you know, remember, there's no separation, right? But we can get trapped in this idea that form is all there is, or that we can get attached to a particular form, you know, that things have to look a certain way or be a certain way, forgetting that the energy that runs through everything, you know, is the same, and that when we can release our attachment to any particular form, that we open up to experiencing that essence in, you know, many, many different ways. And so when I teach about manifestation, what I talk about quite a bit in my book is releasing attachment to form and outcome. And in doing that, we open ourselves up to all kinds of miracles. And then the next one would be time. And what I mean by that is our egos spend, you know, they're always caught in the past, you know, ruminating over what happened, you know, again, consciously or unconsciously. We all experience trauma in our lives and take on beliefs from our culture, from our families, and that keeps us trapped in the past or the illusion of the past, or we're worrying about the illusion of the future. And the truth is there's only now. There's only ever this present moment. There's no place else to be. And so that's the third illusion. And then the fourth one is duality. So, you know, the either-or kind of mindset, you know, there's good or bad, there's, you know, light and darkness. And again, we have those experiences being in this physical world, and yet the truth is, the larger truth with a capital T, that there's something that encircles all of those illusions of duality that's bigger than all of that. And that's what we step into when we go through a process of connecting to the five directions. And then finally is the illusion of control.
That's great.
And this one, yeah, I laugh too when I think about it because, you know, even when I convince myself that I have released control, I find all these other layers of ways that I, you know, unconsciously tried to take control again. So, and this creates, of course, all kinds of fear in our lives, and we can make our lives smaller and smaller and smaller as we're trying to control what's happening in our external reality, you know. And if we know that there's no separation, we don't need to do that, right? Because there's nothing that could happen or that we could experience that could separate us from who we really are and why we're here. But of course, it's easy to forget that. And I guess I also want to say again, just to reinforce again, I have not in any way mastered this. I don't walk through my life moment to moment connected to Source. My intention is to notice when I'm not and to use the tools that I have to bring myself back there. And I don't know, maybe in like a 50 more lifetimes I might start seeing enlightenment down the path, but it's not even really a goal for me. The best I can do is just be here now and do the best I can, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I like how human you are and not trying to suggest that you or any of us can, I mean, maybe we can get beyond all this, but mostly what we're in it is seeing it and getting better and better and noticing and walking our way through.
Well, exactly, because I know what I found for myself is that for those of us on a spiritual path, you know, the ego is so funny and subtle and tricky. And so one of the ways my ego really likes to play around is to pretend that I do have it all together and that, you know, I'm so spiritual. And then I get so upset when I see something in myself that's evidence that that's not the case. And so if I can, one of the ways I can keep myself humble is to just keep announcing, you know what, I'm not there. And in fact, when we get into judgment around thinking that we're ahead of somebody else, you know, right there we've stepped back into duality, right? So there goes the enlightenment illusion, right?
Right.
So yes, that's, I guess what I really want to say is to anyone who's listening that feels like, you know, I'm not there, I'm never going to get there. You know what? I don't know anybody who's there on any, you know, extended period. All we can do is say, I'm going to choose to be present now.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was thinking is I could lead us through the practice of connecting with the five directions. And
that would be great.
Okay, and I'll just say here that I'm going to use imagery from places in Ireland that are really special to me because one of the things that I realized after I first went 4 years ago was that I couldn't just go around every day longing for Ireland, that would be sort of a ridiculous way to live. And so what I wanted to do was take what was awakened for me there and anchor it into my day-to-day life. And this is what evolved for me over time, was what happens for me in those places. I can bring that not only into my mind, but into my physical experience through this. So if what I'm going to throw out there is that are images for me, if they don't work for you, but you like this idea of connecting with the five directions, then over time you can find for yourself what the energy of each of those directions feels like, looks like for you. So this isn't about just taking on my practice. It's finding a practice that supports you as a unique person. And paradoxically, through that uniqueness, you're finding the place that we're all connected and we're all one.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So I said that I like to do this as an embodied practice, and because I do... If for me that I'm pretty kinesthetic and bringing my body in is really important. So I have a room in my house where I usually do this, but in any case, I start out facing the east. And so I invite you to participate with me if you would like. And I typically start out by just closing my eyes. So if you feel comfortable closing your eyes and just standing, we're going to be facing different directions. And then and feeling your feet on the ground, whether it's on the carpet or the tile or the wood in your home or out on the grass or wherever you are. And starting by noticing your breath. There's nothing you need to do with the breath. You don't have to change it. You don't have to shift it. You just notice it. And you might bring into your awareness now the way the breath has been offering itself to you as consciousness over and over and over again. Throughout your embodied life out in this world from your first breath. That breath completes the circle. It will carry you onto your next journey after this physical experience here. And typically we don't even think about the breath. We don't have to do anything. It's just there. It's there for us. So right now in this moment, I'm giving thanks for that. As I'm facing the east, and here where I am in St. Louis, if I were to open my eyes again, I would notice that the sun is beginning its ascent, moving upward in the sky, and the east is the direction of new beginnings. And taking another breath, breathing that in, that fresh air, in spiritus, bringing spirit in, new beginnings. East is also the direction of rainbows, magic. Breathing in again in this direction, inviting the spirits of the east to breathe in me. Call upon the mantra, I am that I am, which dissolves the illusion of separation. As the great I am lives in me, and I in it, and we all live in each other. Move and breathe, exist in each other. We share the same cellular material. We're all made of stardust. We'll have the same molecular and subatomic material moving through our bodies, and we breathe the same air. And the space between our thoughts is the same space. And breathing in again and thinking, I am that I am. We turn now to the south. And this is the direction of fire, the sun. And as we breathe in again and feel that essence of spirit moving through our bodies, we can consciously send it down through our feet, through the carpet or the flooring or the grass or wherever you are, even if you're on the 50th floor or higher of a building, you can send your consciousness down and down and down and down and down, moving through wood and concrete and metal and anything else it needs to move through until it reaches the soil of our mother, our earth. Moving down and down through all the different layers until it gets to the very center of our earth, which is molten lava, fire, finding that fire in the center of our earth and in the center of our own bodies. And bringing that consciousness up through our bodies and out through the tops of our heads, and you might even feel it moving out through your fingertips in the center of your hands, And as you feel that air and that fire moving through your body, that molten lava, you experience the dissolution form. Mantra for this direction for me is all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Quote from the great Julian of Norwich. And I always like to add to that, and it already is well right here in this moment, because everything we need is right here. And breathing again and turning to the direction of the west, direction of water, of flow, which for me looks like Ballyvaughan Bay, which opens up into Galway Bay. The direction of water, the direction of the ancestors. We breathe again and we bring that spirit again consciously in through our bodies. You can notice the flow of the blood, which is like the water, the river, the flow through our own bodies. Moving from our hearts through our vascular system, through every part of who we are physically. And we can ride that blood, we can ride the cells in our blood back into our DNA and back to the beginning of humanity and, in fact, the beginning of creation. And we can ride it forward to all the people who will come after us in humanity. We ride that circle, we come back to the center where we realize that time is just an illusion. Only ever now. Mantra for this direction is as it was in the beginning, is now, ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And breathing again and turning the north. Feeling the rootedness of this direction, you might even imagine yourself as a tree, your roots extending down and down into the earth. And here I feel beneath my feet rock of the Burren in Western Ireland, this stone that has been there for thousands upon thousands of years. And with each step, I can feel the echoes of the ancestors and the glaciers that used to reside over this stone, the ways that the earth used to be connected here. And through the Adriatic flowers that were left by the glaciers, I feel connection to the other side of the earth. It also has these flowers, and through that, through every part, beautiful, glorious planet and all the people on it. As we continue breathing, we imagine the mantra, this direction of north, is that I am the all and I am the nothing, I am the beginning and I am the end, everything and I am nothing. And this dissolves the illusion of duality as we take that breath in again and we feel breath, spirit, essence moving through this glorious physicality that is our body. Here we know that we are essence incarnate. We are the manifested expression of divinity in these glorious bodies that we have. And then breathing again and turning back around to face the east and then turning toward the center. Where we experience the above and the below, the here and the now, the heart of everything, this moment. And I like to actually bend down, get down on my knees and put my head forehead on the floor, to physically and consciously surrender control, dissolving here the illusion of control with the mantra, cast all my burdens on the divinity within, and I go free. Just feeling that connection there through your body to all that is, the earth, into the water, into the fire, into the air, with all those directions, with everything. Physically, with your mind, you can turn around twice more, taking in the power of three, anchoring this experience in ourselves and in our breath, so that all we need to do at any point today, come back to the breath in a conscious way and remember who we are, why we're here, and how we're all connected with each other. Amen. Blessed be. Namaste.
Totally, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Really enjoyed doing that with you, Deirdre, and with all of you listening, because there is a power that comes from doing this sort of practice with other people.
Mm.
I love that. I love that connection. Mm. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I feel so quiet, so I think we'll end it here. Thanks, Kimberly.
Again, if you would like to connect with me at all, you can find me at KimberlySchneider.com. And if you have questions at all about this meditation,